Hey everybody, welcome to Podcast Lost in Space, episode 23. I forgot to close my door, I'm going to have to do that in a second. But before we get to that, and before we get into everything, I just wanted to talk about, say, today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial from audibletrial.com/plis, which is P-L-I-S. With over 180,000 titles to choose from, it for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, MP3 player, blah, blah, blah. It's on everything. Yeah, and you'll hear a little, we'll do that again about halfway. We're here. We have a Seneca again. We also only have an Alyssa and a Senny because Newman's studying, which I feel kind of bad about because he said that and I thought he was joking. I thought he was making fun of Alyssa and Alyssa's excuses. And so I was like, that's a good joke. And he goes, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, oops, I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
So Ryan's studying, and then Doc's down with his girlfriend.
Oh, don't be so butthurt.
Oh, well. We haven't seen Doc in a while, although if you follow the site and you actually want more Doc, he's not only doing Podcast Lost in Games, he does the Ben and Doc show, which goes up on Fridays now. So, really, realistically, he's doing more podcasting than us. He's just not on this one anymore.
Yeah, kind of often.
All right, Senny.
This one's a cool place.
How have you been? I'm going to close my door.
Okay, well, I haven't been here for a while. The reason that I haven't been here is I've been doing graduate school interviews, and I actually am still kind of doing them. It worked out this week where I could actually be here. I've been flying a lot, which Alexander keeps on making comments about, and I've done some serious driving, but thankfully my next interview is really, really close by, so I don't have to worry about that too much. I don't know what to update people on, really.
If that's all you've been doing.
I've been living out of a suitcase, and it's really weird. Yeah. I don't know. I've been here. I'll think of things later on. So much stuff has gone on.
Alyssa, how have you been?
I'm just thinking. I've been pretty good. Just doing the school thing, being a student, because people do that. No, I've actually done some really cool things this week. I'm a part of PRSSA, Public Relations Student Society of America, because I'm majoring in public relations. And first, there's like two cool things we're doing. One, we have like an actual client that we're doing PR for, and it's for like a 5K, 10K, 3K, 5K, 10K run. So we're going to be doing all the PR for them, getting like actual like hands-on experience doing things. So that's pretty cool that they trust a bunch of students to do it. but then also Thursday, I headed down to Minneapolis, which is about a 4-hour drive from Fargo. And Friday morning, I went to a PR firm through this thing called Pro-Am Day, so Professional Amateur Day. And I got to go with like a group of people, and we went to a firm, a PR firm, and we job shadowed kind of thing. We talked to like the senior vice president, the senior writer, like a bunch of different major people, and they gave us advice. We got to ask them questions. We met with an HR person, so we asked about the whole like application process, how to make your application stand out, like what things to do to like get jobs. And then we were paired up with a buddy or a mentor, and we got to spend, like, we went to lunch, and then we got to like spend time in the office, like asking them questions. They like looked at my resume and like gave me advice, told me what they do and what the job is, things like that, which was super cool, and it made me really, really excited about my career because I absolutely loved it, and I loved the agency I was at. They were super, super great. It was like a fun environment, exactly kind of the place like that I want to work. So that got me really excited, and now I just, like, want to be working, but I still have school left, which is annoying, but I guess you got to learn things. Yeah, and I got to go to Minneapolis, and the agency I was at is, like, downtown. Well, okay, it's downtown, but it's, like, to the side of downtown, so you can see all of downtown, which was super cool. Minneapolis is so pretty, and I fell in love, and I want to move there, and it was great. And so that was another fun thing, because I had never been actually into the city of Minneapolis. I've been around it, at, like, the suburbs, because that's where, like, people that I go stay with live. And I finally got to go see the city, and it was amazing. So I was really excited about that.
Both of you guys are traveling.
All the travel.
And I'm just here.
I have more travels coming spring break, so I'm super excited about that.
Oh, that's a thing. I finally bought my tickets to the conference that I'm going to this spring. So, yay, Long Beach, here I come. Woo. Yeah,
I'm doing this thing called Students Today, Leaders Forever. And basically we go from here to D.C., but, like, we go through Wisconsin, Indiana, Kentucky, West Virginia, and then D.C., I think it is. And everywhere we, like, every city we stop at and, like, spend the night or whatever, we spend, like, 4 hours doing a service project in every single place we go. So that's really cool. And then we get to D.C., and there's, like, groups from all over the country going to D.C., and we get together, we do one giant service project, and then we have, like, a, I think it's kind of like a dinner kind of thingy-majiggy, but... So that's exciting. I get to go to Kentucky, which I've never been to.
Such technical terms.
Yeah.
You're excited to go to Kentucky?
Yes.
You're weird.
I'm excited to go everywhere. I want to go to Nebraska.
You like traveling.
I like traveling. I love... No, I don't like traveling. I love traveling. Traveling is the greatest thing in the world. And that's why I am double majoring with international studies. So...
I don't get you at all.
I don't get you.
My week's been pretty solid. I finished my volunteering at the high school and got that kind of out of the way, and then also managed to squeeze in volunteering at the middle school with one of my old teachers.
Who?
We're going to... Mr. Crane?
Ah!
Which was funny, because walking around the middle school, you know, some of the staff are like, I recognize you. You used to go here. And I'm like, yeah, but you probably know my sister by, like, instantly. And they go, yeah, your sister was way more active than you.
Oh, this is going to make me so sad, this whole conversation.
But, so I finished, you know, and my volunteering time in the high school has been really great, but it's been a lot more, I was sitting in with either one of my friend's moms, you know, who I've grown up with, but I have never, she wasn't my teacher, or another newer teacher, or an older teacher, but whose classes I never had. I was just, I was in the other, basically the other wing.
Who were you with?
The only one you would know is Thomason.
Yep. Okay.
But,
there's so many new... Were you at our old high school?
Yeah, there was a lot of new teachers.
Yeah, there are...
And actually, it was a lot of fun, because going over the middle school teacher roster, trying to figure out where I was going to go back to school, or, like, who I was going to contact, I recognized maybe two teachers' names. Hmm. One of them was the home ec teacher, and one of them was the teacher who I went... Yes.
I need to go see her.
Yeah, it's hard to go... The middle school is way more like, hey... You got to, like, schedule the time. You've got to make sure the teacher knows you're coming, blah, 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 blah. The high school's like, yeah, go ahead and come in. Oh, okay, go over there. Yeah. But it was super interesting because, well, the high school stuff, I've got pages and pages of notes watching the high school teachers teach. There wasn't, for me, I wasn't able to do compare and contrast or anything. You know, I could do it with between each teacher, but I didn't have the experience. Having that personal experience with the teacher whose classroom I was in was super cool because really, realistically, he teaches the way I remember him teaching. basically the same, and I kind of got to see like bits and pieces of the way he teaches that I stole as I got into the after school program work and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Places where I could see the stuff that he taught, the way he teaches, and I'm like, yeah, I do that too, and I have long forgotten what, you know, who had, where I had picked it up from.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a lot of fun to go do. And also, I figured out that he was like, yeah, you should look into this master's, a master's of educational tech. And he's like, yeah. Oh, I didn't know it existed. And he tells me about it, and I went, that's the program I want to do. I just finished the prerequisites for this master's of education, but the master's of educational tech, that's the program I want to do. Shit. and even now I've been doing my research on it, kind of, because I learned about it on Thursday, you know, and I've been doing the research on it, and, like, some of the courses the program offers are things like, digital game design for K-12 classrooms, which is exactly what I want to do. I want to bring games, digital or physical, into the classroom. So to have him be like, yeah, this is the program, I was like, oh. So I've completely derailed. Yeah, I've completely derailed my own plan for my master's. But
you
totally
want to make
okay
sure. Yeah, you want to make sure when you do your master's, it's what you want it's to do, right, so you don't.
And also, this master's is $12,000.
That's better.
Instead of $33,000.
That's really cheap. That's so cheap.
It's an online master's, which kind of bummed about, but it's instead of doing online stuff the way like are a lot of the old college classes I think we've all taken.
I don't take online classes.
Have you not? Taken one?
I have taken one. That's why, right. I don't. I took one at BC, right, and I hated it so much that I refused to take it.
At BC, basically it's like, hey, here's your reading for the next 2 weeks, or here's your reading for this week. By the way, write a 500-word response at the end of every week, and make sure you comment on other people's comments, but nobody does it till the last minute. It's all, from what he was telling me about this program, it's like, no, you have lecture time, but you're in, like, Minecraft or Second Life.
Mm-hmm. That's so weird to me.
So it's, yeah, you know, it's literally the digital classroom instead of the, no, the information's on the web, just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm taking online class this summer. Because I'm going to be home.
That sucks.
So I want to get
credits. I hate online courses.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at them, too. Like, especially the ones the way BC does it, where they're just like, yeah, the information's up there. Go do it. I'm just like, I'm not going to do it.
I hate them. I hate them so much. I don't... Honestly, I mean, so I'm actually... Right now I'm doing an online training for my job, and it's not bad. It's not bad by any standards. But for me personally, I get a lot more out of actually interacting with somebody and being able to ask the questions as they pop up in my head, rather than this situation where technically I have a series of people as well as the company that I paid to take the training from to ask questions, but it does, like, the dialogue doesn't assist me as much as it does in an actual classroom. So
I have taken two online classes. One of them was an English class. And it was creative writing. And I thought that meant, okay, online class, you're going to be doing creative writing. Yeah, that means I'm going to have to do poetry. But no, it turns out, you know that shit you did in 7th grade where you analyzed the theme of the book?
No.
Yeah!
That's the kind of stuff it was. Okay, fine. You apparently
I blocked that out of my memory.
Okay,
because I had teachers.
We were in the same district, I think.
I liked that, and my favorite one was To Kill a Mockingbird. I did a whole binder, and I did so well on it that my teacher wanted to use it and, like, keep it in her classroom as an example, because that's the stuff I like.
I hate that stuff, because for me, it's like, what is the theme of this tree? And as even back then, as a kid who was starting to write, I'm like, it's a fucking tree. I know. It's a fucking tree, because I wrote a fucking tree into my... Yeah, they love the tree, but there's no fucking symbolism there. But I took one of those online, which was awful. And then I took an online history class. And it was all multiple choice. It was all multiple choice response, but like the multiple choice response stuff was trying to be incisive, you know, not like, oh, what are these dates? It was like, no, what is the reason the dynasty fell?
Makes no sense.
And it's like he gives a list of reasons, and I put the answer, and it's like, no, that's wrong. And I sent him an email being like, no, you are actually wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not only are you are wrong in all these other places that are like, no, you got that wrong. I'm like, bullshit, because I can write the, I'm like, do you want me to write the essay for each of these? I will do it. I can do it.
Maybe don't want to take the time to do it, but you can do it.
Yeah, and you made me mad enough that I'm like, fuck you. But the way this stuff sounded up, I was like, okay, this sounds a little better. But yeah, so I've been going back and doing that. And so the theme of this one, we're going to go into the theme early because it's just too perfect of a, it's too perfect of a segue, is going back and meeting your old teachers that you cared about, or mentors if you didn't care about your teachers, blah, blah, blah. The teachers not caring, especially the mentors part, was for Ryan. I know he didn't really connect with any of his teachers, but I know he had mentors. But of course, he's not here, so. Senny, because Alyssa will go on for the rest of the time.
I will go on forever and ever and ever.
So going back and visiting my old mentors / teachers, for teachers, I went and visited once or twice after I graduated high school just to be like, I'm doing things, see, like your belief in me actually paid off and I'm actually doing really well. And it just felt weird, being back in the high school because I did Running Start. And so I had been literally out of that school for like 3 years when I was a freshman technically in college.
Did you know juniors and seniors in high school do group projects and stuff instead of essays?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that until I sat in.
I did. I did Running Start as like a part-time thing where I took a class or two at the high school still, but it wasn't any of the basic, like English was my favorite class and I didn't take English at the high school because, you know, I was taking it at the community college and it was a lot faster and it was no actual group projects because I knew about the group projects and I don't hate group projects. I hate working with people who aren't as motivated as I am to get shit done. And when there's a project, and Alexander can attest to this, like when there's a project and I'm like, no, I'm going to finish this despite the fact that it's not due for like a month and a half, I get it done. And then I usually end up with an A because I go to the professors and I'm like, hey, I finished this early. Can you look at it? But so visiting high school was just weird for me. A lot of my mentors are people from, like, very, very young childhood, and I still go visit them, and, like, we have tea, and we talk for half an hour, and that's really fun. It's really cute, too, because a lot of them are like, when do we get to meet your boyfriend? Even though we've been officially dating for, like, 3 years now. So the mentorship changes, too, because I'm looking at graduate school, which I'm looking at graduate school in a field which none of them really have experience with. So they don't, like, it's not necessarily they're mentoring me with my education or, like, the direction of my life anymore. Nowadays, it's more of, like, making sure that I'm still a decent human being and I'm not letting stress get to me, I guess. So, yeah,
life,
I don't know.
Life mentoring.
Yeah, kind of. So, yeah.
Before we let Alyssa get going... Because seriously, she won't stop. Yeah, she was the kid who, she was the sibling, because she had, you know, she came up through the same schools as me, so she was the sibling that all the teachers were like, oh, it's, you're Alexander's kid. And then by the end of it, they're like, oh, you're Alyssa's brother.
Yeah.
You know, instead, she was way more involved in all of that stuff. The other one I went back and recently saw was my old martial arts instructor.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the teacher I went back and saw, because it's been long enough for a lot of them, it's been like 7 or 8 years, you notice that they look older.
Yes!
As opposed... As opposed to, you know, some of the other mentors, like my professors, who I, you know, it's been a few years since I've seen some of those professors, but they're not going to, some of them were young, mm-hmm. and they're not really going to look that much older. And then all of a sudden you see one of your older, you know, your childhood mentor, and you're like, oh, you look a lot older. And mm-hmm. I feel really bad about the, like, you know, I feel bad that I'm noticing it.
Yeah.
All right, Alyssa.
Okay. Well, as obviously you all could tell from what they say, I bond with my teachers. I choose to make those relationships because they pay off. But ever since I was in, like, elementary school, so, for example, like, my first teacher that ever, like, impacted me was my sixth grade teacher, and he was the one who, like, I feel like he really understood who I was, and I was in, when I was in elementary school, I wasn't, like, I didn't hang out with all, like, the girls and stuff, and, like, I was just kind of figuring my life out kind of thing, and he saw me, and he was like, you need to do leadership, you need to be involved, you are that type of person, and, like, he just, like, cared, and I was the kid, I'd get bored in class or something, and I'd talk a lot, and he'd, like, here's some string and tape, play with it, because I know you'll get distracted with that, so instead of talking, but, like, he never made me feel bad that I talked in class, he either praised it, or was, like, because, like, I contribute to a conversation, mm-hmm. or he'd be, like, draw, doodle, like, find a way to not make it happen when it's inappropriate, and he never, like, bashed me for it or, like, made me feel bad, which is good because I'm a talkative person. And that could have been really bad and, like, really detrimental to my life if I was like, I can't ever talk. But it's cool because he lived in our area. And so a couple years later, like, I'd see him. Like, I worked at a Dairy Queen. So he'd come in and, like, get food and ice cream. And he'd be like, oh, my gosh, it's you. And I'd be like, hey. And it was like, he's just like, what are you doing right now? Like, how's life? Like, doing, he cared. And so that was always really cool. And at the time, I was, like, about to go to culinary school. And he was like, that is just so cool. Like, way to do things with your life. And I don't know. He just has a hot, soft spot. But then there's, like, the people that I would go to outside of class when I needed advice, when I needed to talk, when I needed help, when I needed anything. And I'm going to, like, shout out these people because I know some of them watch this, and if not, I'm going to tag them to make sure they watch it. Because honestly, teachers do, if you let them, teachers do way more than you could even imagine. Like, I have Miss Jensen, who plays a good, it has a soft spot in both my brother and I's heart. She is such an incredible, like, influencer. In her life, she's known to be one of, like, the hardest teachers. She was our honors social studies.
She was giving, especially my class,
yeah,
college-level reading in ninth grade, which was a little much for ninth graders to handle. But it was great because I did Running Start, and so all of a sudden, bam, I'm right through the end, and you know, I'm like, oh, shit, I was doing this stuff in ninth grade. I can handle this. Do the reading.
She wasn't the teacher that, like, some teachers, like, this is what you have to do because the district says so, and so we're just going to go through the motions. No, she, like, I feel like she actually was like, we're doing this, yes, to meet requirements, but because it's going to teach you, like, how to do college-level work and, like, prepare you for life. But not only was she my teacher, she was my yearbook editor, and I was part of yearbook advisor or whatever, and so I spent long hours doing stuff, especially when it came to deadlines, like in the school when everybody else was gone, everything was locked up, and so that gave us a chance to bond, but she just always stayed really connected to us, and she was just like one of those life lesson people, and she cared so much for us, and it made the fact, because when I walked in, I knew she was hard, but also I knew from my brother that she was awesome. But, like, I was scared. But, no, it, like, made me want to do that work. And then at the end, it's, like, I still have my interactive notebook. It's, like, this giant binder that you work on, like, all year and stuff. I still have it because I won't throw it away because I worked so hard on that. And it's, like, so much effort. But she's one of the people that, like, really, in like, just was there for me all the time. And then there's, like, Miss Austin, science teacher. I just connected with her. She was another one of those people that I would go to and just hang out and talk with. And I just connected with her, and that's kind of, it's nice because, like, that's the person that I go back and see. And I'll email her sometimes, and I'll be like, if I don't see anybody, like, at that school, because a lot of their new teachers, it's like, I need to see her. She always would help me out in anything. Like, I had to do a report about something, and I used her as an interview because her husband was in the military. I can't remember what branch now, but she like took out time out of her day to spend time and do an interview with me, and she just made, like, always was okay with the extra effort. And a lot of these teachers also let me be me, be my chatty me.
Poor, dumb teachers.
And they, like, put up with it, and they didn't, like, get mad at me. And I could, like, just be myself and not get in trouble for it. Because, I mean, there's the other teachers who would be like, Alyssa, shut up. Stop. And I'd just be like, okay, I'm just not ever going to talk in this class. But it helps with confidence. Then there's Mr. Broderick, who was my leadership teacher.
I forgot how long this list goes.
I only have this one and one more. But there's, like, all my teachers, I swear. But, no, Mr. Broderick, shout out to him majorly, because, I don't know, like, he taught me basically that I could do anything and everything and whatever I, like, wanted to do, I could always find a way to do it. And he was there for me. I don't know if he actually knows this, but, like, in a part of my life where, like, I was, like, going through some stuff and things like that, and I could always go to his office and break down or something if I was stressed out. And he also, like, trusted me to do, like, to hold down the fort if he had to go do something. And a lot of my leadership, like, classmates would always, like, come to me and stuff, and that built my confidence majorly, because it's, like, if I have this teacher and he trusts me, like, that's, like, an honor in a way, and I could just be me, but also be, like, trusted, and, like, he inadvertently told me, like, I am capable of doing things, you know? And that's another reason I feel like I am now going down my path of a public relations person. And it's kind of cool because I would have never thought I'd be where I am. And all these people, like, help you get there. Lastly, shout out to Ms. Mock. She was my 11th grade English teacher, and I will just tell one story about her because I feel like it sums it up. She's just the bomb.com. She's more than a teacher. She's like a friend, and so we had to do this project for The Great Gatsby, and I don't always I'm great, like, with, I can do projects and stuff like that and PowerPoint presentations, but she was like, she knew I was going, like, I was in culinary school or, like, going down that path, and she let me find a way to make, like, desserts for my class and turn them into a project. So I literally, it was the coolest, most creative thing I've ever done. Well, maybe they've ever done, but I did, like, traditional 1920s desserts, and then, like, I found ways to connect them to, like, themes of the book. I don't remember exactly what I did. But it was just, like, the coolest thing because she supported something and made a way to, like, turn what she's trying to, like, teach into what I actually enjoy doing. And she was so good with all this, with, like, all the students. She found a way to make the, like, learning and connect it to whatever students and tailor it to our students, because our class was a little bit of a shit show sometimes. We had a lot of people that really, really, really liked to talk, and I had, like, some friends, and so, like, we all, like, would talk all the time, and, like, but she made it fun. We did, like, the Crucible stuff, and, like, we acted it out instead of just reading it and, like, writing something about it, but she's still, like, yeah, and it, like, worked for us because we were such a social group of people, and then now she is in the industry that I want to do. She was doing a master's of, like, multimedia, it's like, multimedia, journalism. But yeah, so now she's in the field, so, like, I feel comfortable now. If I need any advice, I can go to her, and it's, like, totally cool, and she was just always there for me. And so basically the overarching theme is teachers are so much more than teachers of academics, to me, personally. And I'm going to definitely tag my teachers in this because they need to know that, to me, they did so much.
Yeah, you're still
much
in contact with most of them, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, which is so nice. But, like, they did so much more than just teach me, like, a subject and stuff. And a lot of them really impacted me. And part of me, like, I'd love to be a teacher. And that's, like, something I've thought about and stuff. But it's, like, I want to find a way to do what they did for me, whether that's I become a public relations specialist and I, like, am a mentor for a Public Relations Student Society of America and, like, do the job shadowing or, like, go to coffee with students. That's what a lot of them do. And, like, I want to find a way to help the younger kids kind of figure out who they are and support them. And they all just supported me so much. And that is, it just, they have lasting impacts on my life and it blows my mind. So going back, like, tying this all into, like, what we were actually supposed to talk about. But, like, going back, I get emotional, especially in, like, junior high. I don't know why. Well, I did running start part of my high school, so I feel like that's why. But, like, junior high was so hard for me to leave because I connected so much to so many of my teachers. Even if I, like, didn't mention them by name, junior high was, like, my prime, like, my best time of my, like, school career, undergraduate or whatever, or not undergraduate, but, like,
I was going to say.
Yeah, post-secondary, whatever.
No, it's secondary.
Secondary, there we go. Words are a struggle sometimes. No, but yeah, so that was hard, and people were always like, why are you crying on the last day of school? It's because I made those connections, and going back, it's like, it's just so, like, even just talking about it, it's like, I get emotional because these people meant a lot to me.
So, me, on the other hand, I just kind of was like, I'm done! I'm out of this freaking high school! Went off to Running Start. You know, there's one teacher specifically who I wish I still had his he retired. And I was like, he was such a good history teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to talk to him. And also, he got me into the Roman stuff. I was already into the Roman stuff, but he got me really into, like, learning about the Romans and all of that.
Yeah.
What, was that high school or junior high?
Running Start.
Oh, Running
Start. Yeah. And I actually, the one professor that I really, really cared about, well, two, I guess, because, I don't know, they were kind of peas in a pod. One of them, who I actually ended up taking a senior level course that I wasn't really supposed to take as a freshman in high school. But he was already my English teacher, so he was like, eh, whatever, she can deal with this, I know she's good for it. He ended up leaving the school, and I don't know why. I don't know if he transferred to another high school, I don't know if he moved, like, I have no idea what happened to him, type of thing. And the worst part is, his name was Mr. Smith.
Oh, so you're
not like him.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Alyssa keeping in contact, especially with Jensen, the teacher we both, like, actually had, because for whatever reason, me and Alyssa's teaching, like, there were two sets of teachers you could take. She always took the other set of teachers for, like, most of the junior high and high school time that we would have. She took the other set of teachers.
Mm-hmm.
She knew all the teachers because of her stupid leadership stuff.
Not stupid.
Alyssa got us back, got, like, kept in contact so that I got to see her again, and I realized, like, oh, it's super valuable to keep in contact with mm-hmm. old teachers.
Yeah.
Although, well, like, I never really, like, connected that. I had a few teacher professors who I'm like, oh, those are, you know, I'm really into, the like, those two professors. I took 5 classes with one and, like, 3 with the other one, which in a 90-credit block of time is a very large amount of your allotted, mm-hmm. like, elective or credit courses.
That's I have one teacher here that I think I'm going to try and do that with because, I don't know, I just loved her teaching style. But, like, also, I guess culinary school, I connected to 2 of my chefs. One of them no longer works there, but that's also because they were part of, I do, like, extracurriculars, if you didn't know that. So it was because they were, like, my knowledgeable coaches. We traveled together. We, like,
she participates in her school?
Yeah, I do that. But no, and so, like, that really helps. And my chef knows that she means the world to me. I text her randomly, and I'm like, I miss you, like, or I need this, help me, and stuff like that. And that's just cool. But participation is key, because that's how you make those bonds that last forever.
Actually, though, it's something I didn't learn until after I got out of university.
Yeah.
But real quick, I'm going to quickly do our second. So for you, the listeners of podcast Lost in Space, hi! Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a 30-day free trial. Where with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out what they do. One of the ones that I super love was the Audible version of Felicia Day's memoir, You're Never Weird on the Internet. And it's super, and she reads it, so she narrates it, and so you get to hear her talking about some of her most, like, truly mortifying moments.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that she kind of goes there a little bit as she's reading it. You know, she wrote it, too, and so you can tell she went there when she was writing it. But then as she reads it, you can tell, kind of hear that she's back in that really shitty moment or that really good moment, one of the two.
Yeah.
And it's super interesting. Also, for anybody who doesn't know, Felicia Day is kind of, I don't really know the best way to describe her. She's one of the nerd icons, if you're really, like, plugged into the geek kind of nerd community. But she and Will Wheaton are both really big proponents about anti-bullying and mental health and everything. But that's a really good one. The other ones is, I just keep trying to tell people to go read Joel Shepard's crossover, or go listen to it, because it's one of my favorite sci-fi series, and not enough people have read it. So to download your free audiobook, either one of those or, you know, whatever else is out there, today, go to audibletrial.com/pliss, P-L-I-S. Again, that's audibletrial.com/pliss, P-L-I-S, for your free audiobook. Thanks, Audible. Woo. It helps us out, too.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Sunny, did you have more to add to that? I know you're tired.
Yeah, sorry guys, I am really tired right now. I'm kind of recuperating from all the travel. It also, like, depending on where you're going in life, your mentors and your teachers, like, they don't necessarily have to be from, like, high school or junior high, if that makes sense, because actually one of the biggest life mentors who I unfortunately don't get to see as much as I would like to is actually a woman who was a, like, I don't know what position she was at the daycare that I went to, but I went to a daycare when I was really, really young, and we ended up becoming very, very close, and she, like, now I actually consider her to be, like, a second mother, and every once in a while I actually give her a Mother's Day card, which, like, always is this weird thing of, like, I know this is not, you know.
Not technically, but also, yeah.
Like, you know, and also, like, Alyssa has all these mentors and teachers from, like, middle school, junior high, high school, and, like, Running Start, whereas a lot of my mentors that I really, really connected with and are really, like, people that I am definitely going to be in contact with forever if I have my way are here at my university. And that's just because they really understand what I need as a student, and they understand who I am as a human being and how to really help me get where I want to go, even if that is as simple as being like, hey, don't forget to do self-care, or as intense as, you know, taking 18 different classes with them. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All I want to add.
I want to add, like,
never.
Now, going back to, it's like, it's weird to feel old in a school. Me, personally, I, like, in junior high, I spent hours in that school. I was there for yearbook or leadership till, like, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock some days. I roamed that school. So, like, I was, like, a second home to me. I felt so comfortable at my junior
high. And she got picked up from school every day because mom was worried about her, even though it was a 5-minute walk.
You're just bitter. Anyway,
I am,
it's
actually
weird
about that.
To go back now, and it's like, I used to, like, this used to be my stomping ground, you know? And now it's like, I don't know half of these teachers. Half of these teachers don't know me. I used to be known by all of them, like the principal I was pretty close to, and like all the office people. And I was like, like, that's just weird to not, it's not your place anymore kind of thing. And it makes you feel really old. And even talking about it now, I'm like, that was so long ago.
Says the kid who's
I know.
Still in college. Compared to the rest of us. It was super weird going. I was really worried when I went back into the middle school that it was going to feel like it did when I started going back to school in BC, which was that I was walking in the wrong direction. When I was at Bellevue College, it felt like I was in the wrong place. Like, I was like, oh, I'm going backwards. I am not doing anything useful. This is like, I'm literally going back to be with all these kids who half these kids, you know. We had friends who were on year 5 at Bellevue College.
Yeah.
Friends. People we sat with.
People we sat with.
You know, and knowing that and knowing the rest of the batch for the most part was Running Start kids who were literally just kids to me at this point was very... I didn't like it. I didn't like going back there. As opposed to, thankfully, when I eat both the high school and the middle school, I was like, oh, this is just... It's my old school that doesn't... I don't really...
It's different.
Yeah, I didn't really connect with either of them.
I did.
But yeah, it's been interesting because I made it through... as a kid, I would say I had no heroes and I had no direct like people I wanted to be like.
Mm-hmm.
All of that stuff came out of the reading I did. And so it's been interesting going back and talking to these teachers and trying to like reconnecting a little bit with old teachers.
Yeah.
This makes me so sad because I'm so far away and now all I want to do is go back to like our junior high.
Evil plan is complete.
I know.
So.
It makes me miss home so much.
So we're going to switch off to something else. Something
so
that
Alyssa doesn't cry.
I know.
I mean, I kind of want to keep it going so she does cry.
No!
I'm not crying on the internet.
But
I'm not going to do it.
We're going to quickly... It popped up on my Facebook thing as a... headline. It's not a headline. It's not news.
Actually, even BuzzFeed featured it today.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which was some new study showed that 40% of millennials don't eat cereal.
Yeah.
For breakfast.
Okay, this is kind of funny because normally I don't eat cereal, or if I do, I like eat it like chips or something like dry, just out of the bag. But I had cereal this morning, and I had Life cereal this morning, because it makes you feel like a kid.
I ate that all week.
Yeah, but then the other part is, personally, I feel like maybe, because our mom didn't really let us have, like, sugar cereals, you know, and so, like, I, like, go to the dining center, it's, like, every type of cereal you can imagine. And I'm like, I haven't had half of these. I have no interest to have half of these. But, ooh, they have, like, Life cereal, so sometimes I'll have it. But, yeah, I don't really eat cereal. I don't really eat breakfast, though, so I feel like I'm weird.
So I sent this out really quick. This article that I sent you guys was the New York Times one, and that's the one we're going to link.
Yeah.
The New York Times one doesn't do, shockingly, because it's the New York Times, the sensationalism. Who's making all that noise? Oh, it's Seneca.
Oh, it's because my upstairs neighbor is vacuuming.
Oh, that's awful. Doesn't do the sensationalism, but there was a lot of like Fox News reports that were like, yeah, because they're too lazy to clean up the bowls.
Cereal's the easiest food ever. That wouldn't make any sense.
I know.
You know what? Honestly, I'm going to call bullshit on that because I don't... Okay, I personally don't really eat a ton of breakfast food.
Breakfast? Am I the only one who does breakfast?
No, yeah, I eat breakfast the meal, but I don't really eat breakfast food.
Oh, okay.
Because I live, like, okay, true facts here. I live on my own. Like, there is only so much food that I can consume without being sick.
Liar!
I would prefer to have, like, leftovers and, like, vegetable, like, I like vegetables. I'm weird. I prefer to have, like, leftovers from dinner than make a whole new meal. But I'm going to say this right freaking now. Like, when I do make breakfast, because I have been known to make these bomb-ass, like, oh, God.
You didn't know how to frittatas, make pancakes until
frittatas.
I told you.
Hey, I don't do carbs in the morning. It just made me feel this.
You're like bogged
down. It's too heavy when I'm waking up, but I need food. But like in the morning, what I really like to make is I'll make frittatas or like I'll make these really nice open face sandwiches and I'll pop them in the oven and they'll, you know, put cheese on them and they'll be all ooey and gooey and yummy, which is great for the winter. But, you know, like, I have so many dirty dishes after making a real breakfast if I'm going to make breakfast. And frankly, I don't like milk. That's why I don't eat cereal. Hi, roommate!
I tend to have... I managed to get... I don't think I'm lactose intolerant, but milk does upset my stomach a bit.
You do realize that at this point in life, none of us are really supposed to be consuming milk, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I like milk. I just had some, so
also,
don't
we've been
anything.
We've been consuming milk for
no,
generations.
It's a mutation. We aren't like naturally. We're not supposed to be able to digest it at this point.
Yeah, that's but interesting. We for generations we. So I tend to avoid milk. But the other thing that the New York Times article notes is that either we don't eat breakfast at all.
That's a thing because
we eat out.
We're lazy.
We eat out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Starbucks or whatever, which I was doing for a lot when I was going to school. I don't want to make, I don't want cereal, so I'm just going to go spend the $5 and get a
breakfast sandwich or something.
Breakfast sandwich or Jamba Juice or something because.
See, my thing was.
I didn't have the equipment for a lot of it.
Okay.
Or we tend to eat a bowl, we tend to eat hot grains, smoothies, yogurts, breakfast. Like, we make. Yeah. You know, we make foods that are warm or yogurt or other things other than cereal.
Interesting. I feel like part of it is because we go to school and stuff, and so we get used to, like, sleeping in until, like, half an hour before we're supposed to leave for school, so you don't have that time. I don't
know. Are you sleeping in a half hour before you have to go to class?
No, I wake up in an hour, but I'm a girl. I got to put makeup on. I got to straighten my hair. And then I have to go to the dining center, but then it's a real struggle. So sometimes I'll just have, like, an apple or something. But it's, like, on the go. We're a very on-the-go type of people. And that goes with, like, the eating out part. Drive-thrus are, like, major and stuff. And, like, Starbucks obviously profits a lot from just having their drive-thru because people want to go and want to go to work. And we're just very, like, now, go kind of thing.
Yeah.
But which confuses me about the whole cereal thing, because cereal is a super easy breakfast.
Well, okay, so based off of what Alexander said, it kind of sounds like they're saying, so they don't eat cereal because they don't have breakfast. They go out and they get breakfast from a place, or they're making something else.
Yeah.
Well, then what the hell are we supposed to like?
Yeah.
So I mean,
cereal anymore.
What other options are there? Like, I mean, you can get cereal to go. There are cereal bars. There are those little, like, cereal...
Yeah, it comes from the cereal market sales have dropped by $3.9 billion.
Yeah.
13 to 10. So, you know, and It's funny because they're like, we're trusting Serial to be based on nostalgia.
Yeah.
Like, kind of thing.
Actually, but that's so true. I feel like I crave cereal and eat, like, Fruit Loops.
Every so often I'll eat cereal. Yeah. I'll buy some cereal because I'm like, yeah, I haven't had cereal in, like, 6 months. I'll buy a packet of cereal.
That's so weird.
Well, no, but I mean, I do like some cereals still.
I eat it dry most of the time. Yeah. But that's just because I've always done that as a kid.
You are the weird one for eating dinner and lunch foods for breakfast.
You know what? Better for my tummy. I get more vegetables in my diet, so I'm healthier. So
I cannot do it. If I'm gonna eat like pizza for breakfast,
I'm not eating pizza for breakfast.
No, but if I'm gonna dinner for breakfast.
I've had pizza for breakfast before, but now that like I'm not,
I will wait until noon. I will wait until 11:30 or noon before I eat.
When I was home for break, Mom made me like a ton of salmon because like in Fargo we don't get good salmon. And I would literally eat it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Sometimes I'd turn it into like
salmon's different.
Salmon and eggs or something. Yeah. But no, like I'd have salmon and some like vegetables or I'd rather have a sandwich. Like I love it on the weekends at the dining center, because one, I sleep in, but two, they like put their lunch stuff out, like the salad bar and sandwich thing, because I don't want breakfast food. I just want like a sandwich because there's protein in it.
I love breakfast food. I don't like eggs, but I love breakfast food.
Breakfast food is usually too
heavy or sugary.
That's the thing.
Amazing.
I'm really sensitive to grease, and like I really enjoy sugar, but it's something that I can tell isn't the best for my body.
Yeah.
So, like, I would rather have leftover steak and, like, veggies from last night than, like, go out of my way to eat carbs covered in sugar.
So,
frankly,
I actually find it, like, I agree with you. It's definitely a healthier option. And, like, I bought a packet of Eggos this week because I was like, I haven't had Eggos in a while. Turns out they're really just, meh. And I just kind of drown it in just enough maple syrup that all I'm really eating is really crunchy maple syrup.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind because it's yummy, but I know isn't good for me. I can't bring myself to eat steak or meatloaf or like actual foods that I'm like, these are lunch foods or dinner foods.
Well, I've had to train myself into this too because I'm really prone to migraines. So, like, I can't eat certain foods unless I want, because I was the college student where I'd get a migraine and I'd be sitting in class gripping my desk, my face white as a frickin' sheet, and my professor come up to me and be like, are you okay? And you go, yes, just come on, let's do it. Like, let's just get through the class so that I can go home and sleep.
I want smoked salmon now.
It's more obtainable for you than it is for me.
I'm gonna get some smoked salmon today.
Send me some. I heard somebody like say that we're supposed to eat sugar and carbs in the morning. I don't know.
If you are doing high rate physical activity, like lumberjacking.
Mm-hmm.
Carbs and sugar are really good. Yeah, or farming are really good with some with protein like sausage or bacon, right? Yeah. Are all really good. For the majority of us, that is not what we do.
Yeah,
carbs are good in the morning if you're doing like a low carb diet or something like that too. Like it's something that starts up your metabolism and it can get you going. Like I used to work with kids and I was doing keto for a while, so like I would have pasta in the morning and I would have a crap ton of protein with like my little itty bitty portion of carbs, because that got me going, whereas it takes longer to process nutrition sources.
Yeah.
Carbs are really quick to process and be like, oh, here's this energy, right here, right there, right there.
Yeah.
Whereas protein, vegetables, like, it takes longer for your body to process. So from that perspective, I get the whole, like, you should be having carbs in the morning. Why aren't you doing this?
Yeah.
But in reality, unless you go work out in the morning or you're chasing kids around the house or, yeah. like, you're doing something that's really yeah. physically demanding, you probably, like, it's probably not the yeah. best option for you. Obviously, people are allowed to do whatever the hell they want
well,
with their diet.
People are generally shifting off of it. You know, it's a lot more granolas and yogurt.
Yeah.
Or breakfast sandwich, which, you know, has carbs, but it's not...
It's like a good...
Yeah, meal. Well, and that's, like, my breakfast sandwiches are, like, one piece of bread and, like...
I need to learn to make breakfast sandwiches.
And, like, vegetables and then cheese on top and then you broil
I'm
it until
it's hungry. Hungry.
So good. I want one now.
Yeah. But I also learned that I had never learned how to make bacon.
Weirdo.
When I burned my bacon 3 different times.
Alex! Oh,
you have to cook it
goodness.
Slow.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was a thing. Like, it was one of those things where I just kind of I was like, yeah, I know how to make bacon, started cooking, and went, I've never made bacon before.
Ay, Dios mío, Alex, why?
We
spoil you.
Yeah, well, we also didn't have bacon a lot as a family.
That is really true, Mom.
If we were going to have a meat, it was going to be ham, which I can do, or a sausage if we got lucky.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
But yeah, I'm like, shit. So I had to learn how to make bacon.
That's really funny.
But then also
my
I was...
how to make bacon, so I don't really... can't judge you too much there. Though then I'm taking back all that judgment about bacon from you, Alexander, because you gave me so much shit about that.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Well, like I said, I actually had assumed I knew how to make bacon until I started trying to
you
make it. I don't know what I'm doing. Shit.
I'm really excited to eat the cereal. I just got it yesterday. Now I'm like, I want some. I found a kind of a Trader Joe's here, but I was so
Sprouts?
Excited because I've what?
Sprouts?
No, it's called Natural Grocers.
Okay.
So, but they have a lot of the Trader Joe's like stuff that Trader Joe's has. So I was really really excited about that. But yeah, it's like hard.
What's the one in Vancouver? The one where the guy comes down, buys all the Trader Joe's stuff, and then sells it. Oh, Pirate Joe's.
Yeah. That's really funny. But, like, no, off of the breakfast thing, it's also being in college and having to go to the dining center and stuff. It's kind of like you either get what they serve you, which is normally, like
me and Senny have neither of us has experienced this.
Oh,
yeah, I have. Yeah, I have. Yeah. I lived on the dorms for almost a year. Yeah.
No, I thought you were up. I thought you were up right away.
But it's like
no.
It's like eggs. They always have eggs and like it's bacon, but like French toast, hash browns, potatoes, like
breakfast food.
Healthy option.
Ooh, potatoes.
So
I want hash browns. I'm gonna make myself hash browns.
I know, guys. I'm really hungry. But I normally end up going and getting Greek yogurt and like fruit and.
I need to learn to do that. That doesn't sound appealing to me in any way, but I know it's supposed to be pretty tasty. It's just nothing about eating yogurt, granola, and fruit. It's the yogurt specifically.
So
the yogurt specifically doesn't sound appealing to me.
I love yogurt. But, like...
They just have it dry.
Yeah. But, it's for example, food. Like, you
I
go to
meat.
A breakfast place, like Denny's, IHOP, blah, blah, blah. They have so much sugar, like... My roommate just went to IHOP and got French toast with, like, cinnamon icing and, like, other icing. And, like, it was just a heart attack. And
my teeth are hurting.
I know, right? But it's, like, but that's what they offer. That's what this world has created. Like, we have sugar and carbs for breakfast.
And I don't like it.
And it's gross. Dining Center sometimes has steak and eggs for breakfast, which is great because
happy?
I, like...
Happy? So happy.
Yeah, I do the steak and then, like, I fry my own egg because, like, their eggs are, like, fried.
Can you both eat eggs?
I don't cook my own eggs. Brian usually makes eggs and then I'll eat them.
Because I can't eat scrambled eggs. They actually, unless they have...
Scrambled eggs, no.
Unless they have veggies and ham...
Mm-hmm. I can't eat plain
scrambled
eggs.
They make me sick. They make me feel sick.
Yeah.
I have no idea why.
I don't know why this happened, but like being eating in the dorms and stuff, like I have gotten really into fried eggs. That's what I do. And hard boiled eggs.
Okay.
Yeah, I like hard boiled eggs.
But
I actually have a dozen eggs in my fridge right now that I'm aging so that I can make egg salad.
No, oh, that's funny.
Eggs?
Yeah. Because if you, like, fresh eggs, when you make hard-boiled eggs with fresh eggs, they're really hard to peel.
Mm-hmm.
So you age them a little bit. Like, that's why eat for Easter.
Mind.
That's really? Why for, yeah.
Mind
that's
why, blown.
That's why for Easter, you always want to buy your eggs, like, a week or two prior.
Culinary. Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Write that for me.
Write that for you? What?
Get a recipe up there.
No. I'm going to do one about a cake.
Cool.
Okay. So, guys, Alyssa has promised you a cake article.
Yes. A cake article.
It'll be an article because, honestly, we just need to fill that Thursday slot more than a Tuesday slot.
So.
I feel like we're wrapping up.
Yeah.
We are wrapping up. We hit our time.
Breakfast.
Yeah. Sorry if we made you hungry.
yeah.
Hopefully you're listening to this while you're eating something.
Okay, yeah. Well, we made you emotional first, if you like. And then we're going to go eat. So, like, going to food. So now you just drown your emotions in food. That's what I do.
All right. Liz, where can they find you?
At alyssap.com. AlyssaP.com.
All right.
Because I don't want to study. Yeah. It's just
work on your jingle. Senny. Anywhere they can find you?
So you guys can still find me on Instagram, SEAE789. I have a bunch of pretty cool plane and, like, sky pictures up right now from the last couple weeks. Yeah.
Cool. You can find me at Redbeard, REDBREARD, on just about anything. If you can't find it, try it with a 242. Guess what? You found me. If you want to friend my alliance character in WoW. I don't play WoW anymore. But that's what started it on Twitter.
Oh, that was so long ago.
Blah, blah, blah. You can find us at PlissOfficial on Twitter, PlissOfficial on Twitch, which I used for all of, like, 20 minutes last week to see if it was working, and then just kind of got bored and wandered off. Yeah, you can find also, the other big one is you can find me on Amazon, Alexander Pineda. I have two shorts up there. Look them up.
He like Paul, E-R-E-I-R-A.
Yeah, what she said. And, of course, you can find everything we do at podcastlostinspace.com, on iTunes at podcastlostinspace. The iTunes feed does work. For some reason, my own personal podcast app feed still is broken. So I have not heard any of the stuff Doc's putting up, I'm just trusting him that it's all good. But it does work.
YouTube.
Yeah, you can find us on YouTube at PlissOfficial, I think.
Watch our videos. Comment. Yep. Like. Subscribe.
Blah, 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 blah. Send us an email at podcastlostinspace if you want us to talk about things. And, of course, big thanks to audible.com. Don't forget, audibletrial.com/Pliss. Give us some money. Mm-hmm. Then I can feel better about making Sunny do all this work for me.
It's okay. When I get tired, I just say no.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye, guys.